USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A rally was held in Manhattan Saturday, calling for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to be impeached, a day after a current member of the governor's staff accused him of harassment. The aide, Alyssa McGrath, becomes the eighth woman to accuse the governor of inappropriate behavior. Democratic New York State Senator John Liu tells Fox News that Cuomo is no longer capable of governing amid misconduct allegations and a pandemic.
This is a clear pattern with eight women coming forth. One was enough, but eight is clearly enough, and at this rate, who knows how many more will come. The point here is that this person is no longer in a capacity to lead and to govern the state of New York, where we still have an ongoing pandemic, there's a crisis going on, we're trying to roll out vaccines, and there are so many other issues, including not the least of which a state budget for the fiscal year beginning in less than 2 weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden earlier this week adjusted his goal for vaccinations against COVID in his first 100 days in office. His initial goal of 100 million shots was reached this week, with the president telling reporters on Friday that the U.S. may be able to double that. Dr. Celine Gounder believes that's achievable. The infectious disease expert and epidemiologist tells CNN that vaccination efforts have ramped up to the point that reaching 200 million shots is very possible.
I think that has been shown to be an eminently reachable goal. They've now hit 2 to 3 million shots in arms per day on average. And the fact that we've already hit essentially 100 million doses in arms in the first half of that 100 days, I think we really can do this. 1 in 4 Americans has now received at least one dose of vaccine. 1 in 8 Americans has been fully vaccinated. So, you know, I think that's really a testament to all of the hard work that's been done to dramatically scale up vaccination.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Only minor injuries have been reported after a strong earthquake shook Japan on Saturday. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A massive 7.0 earthquake has shook Japan and triggered tsunami concerns. According to the Geological Survey, the earthquake occurred in the evening and the epicenter was about 16 miles just east of Ishinomaki, Japan. A tsunami advisory was in effect for portions of coastal Japan, but within 2 hours it was canceled. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Idaho legislature has been shut down after several members of the House of Representatives tested positive for COVID-19. 6 members of the House, 5 Republicans and 1 Democrat, tested positive, prompting both chambers to go into recess until April 6th. The Republican Speaker of the House, Scott Betke, said the move was being made out of an abundance of caution, which he hopes will break the cycle of infections in the chamber. And the annual White House Easter egg roll has been canceled for the second straight year due to the pandemic. A spokesman for First Lady Jill Biden says they hope to continue the tradition of the egg roll in 2022. Virtual events will be held instead, and the White House will send out commemorative eggs to local hospitals and vaccination sites. And another Saturday upset in the first round of the NCAA tournament, as 13th-seeded Ohio has beaten defending national champions Virginia 62-58. The Bobcats now move on to face Creighton on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.